USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Camp Fire has now burned more than 10,000 structures to the ground and killed 56 people. And that latter number is expected to rise, as over 130 people in that vicinity are still listed as missing.
The careless use of the term fake news is not just injurious to the body politic. It puts journalists in real danger.
Outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake there speaking at last night's Congressional Correspondents Association dinner.
I thought I would have to serve a lot longer than Orrin Hatch and still would never hear the President of the United States refer to our free press as the enemy of the people.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.8% last month as more Americans were buying cars, appliances, and electronics. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. House Republicans choose Kevin McCarthy as their new leader, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip. House Democrats will elect their nominee to serve as Speaker and other top leadership positions when they officially take the majority later this month.
The lawyer who represents porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, is out on bail after being taken into custody yesterday in Los Angeles on a felony domestic violence charge over an incident that reportedly took place on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A high-ranking Veterans Administration official is being reassigned as the House committee is holding a hearing on delayed GI Bill payments potentially affecting hundreds of thousands of veterans. The executive director of the Education Service of the Veterans Benefit Administration in Washington will reportedly be reassigned to a regional office in Houston. That official, Robert Worley, who is scheduled to testify today before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say they will seek the death penalty for the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. 11 people have been charged for that October 2nd murder of the Washington Post columnist at a Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Officials say Khashoggi was strangled to death, his body then dismembered. Saudi Arabia and its crown prince have repeatedly denied any knowledge of the so-called interrogation gone wrong. The big winter storm that's headed into the eastern third of the nation is forcing a lot of airlines to delay or cancel flights. Even in some cities that aren't in the path of the storm itself, dozens of flights already canceled at St. Louis Lambert International. Washington's Reagan National Airport seeing a lot of cancellations as well. Most of the big airlines are now waiving fees for changing flights today. And remember, whatever the weather, we're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.